Houston, this is Red Dog 1. We seem to be picking up some interference. It sounds like music. Strange music. Strange music.
Thank you. daylight sleep never comes, cause I'm woken and I'm dreaming of love. Is it a pearl of the devil I seek? Now I'm broken and I'm waiting to love.
Thank you. Is all we know lately. Saturdays are all the same. Sympathy is overrated, like a snapshot when you've lost the game.
Now it's all to fuel the road. I become a serial killer of us both. Now it's all to fuel the road. I become a serial killer of us both.
Tim Mike with the Area 54, and from Japan we had Clive Tanaka Isu Orchestra with Noi Chicago off of his Jet Set Siempre number one release. Mike Snow in there as well with Burial off their debut release. Memory House with Caregiver. Morel with A Boy's Referee. You can find that on the Death of the Paperboy. And Keep Shelley in Athens with Haunting Me. Mint Royale started things off, Little Words off their album On the Ropes.
It's really too bad that Mint Royale hasn't been playing or doing any new music. His last album was out in 07 called Pop Is. And you go do a Wikipedia search on Mint Royale and they're still classified as Big Beat. And the reason they classify, there's no reason. It's actually silly. You know, they have a couple of Big Beat songs on all their albums, but I mean, they're pretty mellow. But the reason that they got classified as Big Beat was because Norman Cook, also known as Fatboy Slim, kind of got them on the map by DJing a lot of theirs. Every DJ said he'd always have a Mint Royale song.
Really?
And so he kind of put them on the map. Therefore, when they got popular, they got stuck into the Big Beat category because all Norman Cook songs had to be these dance-influenced songs. People would go buy this album, and they'd have all these mellow songs that were just like slow. And then one Big Beat song. Anyway, if you like that song by Mint Royale, check out any of their work. Really good stuff by them, and too bad they only have really two full-length albums and a couple EPs out.
And are they in the Big Beat section over at the record store?
You know, I don't know if there is such a thing anymore. It just cracked me up that they still had a genre called Big Beat. I don't think any artist would really like to be under that category.
Some of that new dubstep is starting to lean towards Big Beat.
Yeah, but that's dubstep. It's not Big Beat.
You know, I think some of it sounds like Big Beat.
Yeah, I guess.
Big Beat. Yep. Okay. I listen in the clubs. I categorize it as Big Beat.
Yeah, right.
All right, you guys. We're out of here.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.